Hello, my name is Eric Hiltner. Today I'm speaking with Joel Magellan of the Association of Tapayac. Joel, why is it important for people to know about immigrant labor issues?
I'm Brother Joel Magellan. I'm the executive director of the Tapayac Association of New York. Why is it important? Work that the Tapayac Association is doing. We are trying to help the undocumented immigrants who are in New York City, basically the Latino community, and these people are part of the 9 million undocumented immigrants in the United States.
How many undocumented immigrants are there in New York? Are there a lot?
We can say that there are around 1 million undocumented immigrants in New York City.
What is the work that these workers do?
Usually the workers are doing the hard work in the restaurant industry, garment industry, and construction industry. These people are working more than 70 hours a week, and they are receiving the payment for 40 hours a week. More or less, they can make like $200 per week.
How does your group help these people to get better wages? Is there a way to do this?
Basically, we are organizing the community around different issues, especially the immigration issues. We have different workshops to give them information about the rights they have and the information they need to make different ways to get their documents. We explain them the processes that they need to follow to get their permanent residency, and we also involve them to participate in different fights to get the permanent residency, participating in the organizations or coalitions, national coalitions or networks. And we also help them to get better wages, participating in unions, participating in different workshops to know their labor rights, and when they have some problems to get their payments, that usually employers take advantage that they don't have documents to work, we help them to negotiate with the employers, and also we help them to know more about how they can work with the labor department, how they can have a suit and to go to the court, and how they can get their payments that usually they don't get sometimes.
So the courts do rule in favor of immigrant laborers sometimes? There are some laws to protect immigrant laborers?
We could say that there are more protections to the undocumented immigrants, more than rights, labor rights. There are some protections. I think the United States is trying to set up a system to have more workers and with some protections, even if they don't have rights, the regular rights that everybody has. So we know that there are some rights, like everybody can get their minimum salary, everybody can get the right to be organized in the in their workplace, and but everybody knows that a lot of undocumented immigrants are suffering because employers are not supporting this kind of protection. So many people are taking advantage of the workers.
Who benefits from immigrant laborers?
I think most of the employers are taking advantage of the workers because there are no ways to supervise all the employers. There are many employers who are not putting these workers on the payroll, so they are paying by cash. So employers are not paying taxes. They are not reporting to the IRS department. So these people are making a lot of money through the workers, and the workers are not receiving benefits. Workers are just receiving the low wages and no benefits, and they work many hours a week and no vacations, no medical insurance, no protections about health, and there are no safety places to work. So I think employers are making a lot of money, and they are taking the benefits that these workers are during the time that these workers are with them.
What forces in society can counter the exploitation that the companies are doing?
I think there are a lot of organizations like Tepeyac Association that we are trying to be aware, and we are trying to make the society aware about what is going on with the workers. And there are some organizations, some unions, some churches that they are collaborating together to show what is happening with the employers and what is happening with the workers, and how this United States system is affecting these workers. And I think this United States system is supporting this kind of exploitation, because this is the only way to have a strong economy, and it's the only way to compete with other economic places or countries.
What would happen if employers didn't hire immigrant laborers?
I think the United States needs a lot of workers from abroad. And I think if the employers don't hire undocumented immigrants, they would stop their business. When we had this tragedy on the World Trade Center on September 11, we are receiving all the workers who got fired because some of the employers closed, or some of the employers closed because their business was destroyed. So we got like 3,000 unemployed people immediately after September 11. And we could count that 46% of the workers in only 65 businesses. It was like kind of a research exploration about 65 businesses. We got to know that 46% of the workers were undocumented immigrants. 46% of the workers in 65 businesses were undocumented immigrants. So this is just a sample about restaurant businesses, which includes cafes, restaurants, hotels, places like newspaper stands, flower stands, those places which were around the World Trade Center. So almost 46 workers are undocumented immigrants among 100 workers. The other workers could be citizens or permanent residents. But this is a situation not only around the World Trade Center. This is a situation in the United States. we know that the AFL-CIO, this, which is like union of unions in the United States, they have almost the same amount of workers as members of their unions. Around 40% of the workers are undocumented immigrants. So this is the average in the United States. There are many workers who are undocumented immigrants who need their permanent residency to have all the rights that any permanent resident or citizen has. So I think this is the situation of 9 million, according to the census 2000 in the United States. But we know that many undocumented immigrants were not counted in that census because they were afraid to give their information. So probably there are more than 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States.
Are they guaranteed minimum wage? Is there any way for them to get minimum wage?
I think in the city of New York, we have the support from the Labor Department. And also we have the support from the Attorney General to investigate those places which are exploiting the undocumented immigrants. But there are no supervision for all the employers who are exploiting workers who are undocumented immigrants. And there is a law that they have to pay their minimum wage, but I think we know, for example, the Labor Department, they have like 10,000 cases of people who are being exploited, and they have only 100 investigators. So they say that when they finish 100 cases, there are once again one more, and 100 more cases of exploitation.
So, but they don't arrest people when they do the investigations? So it means that the government wants these laborers also, right?
I think the government knows very well that there are many workers in the United States needs these workers who are undocumented immigrants. And I think there are some statements about how the United States needs to respect the human rights or labor rights, but there is no strong system to make the employers to respect the labor rights. So I think employees or workers who know very well their rights, the protections that there are for them, they can do something if they are organized. If they are aware about the protections or the rights, they can do something and they can get their minimum salary and they can be organized to get some other few benefits. But if people are here without time to be educated, informed, organized, people are completely without support, without help, and they can be lost.
So if there's 1 million immigrant laborers in New York City and they're getting minimum wages, how are they getting housing and health care and food?
Okay, I think people who are working here as undocumented immigrants, they are those who work in the restaurant. They can work, make $200 per week, and that is the only way to to eat something. Those who work in the restaurant, they can eat in the restaurant. So they don't lack food, at least. But this $200 or $250 per week is not enough to pay $1,500 for the rent for two people, if they live two or three or four. So usually undocumented immigrants live in very crowded apartments. So probably there are some times that when we have eight workers in the same apartment to pay their rent, this is the only way to survive. And there are only some ways to get medical assistance. And it's only when you have any accident you can go. According to the law, you can go to any hospital and they have to attend them. And I think all the hospitals are respecting that law. So, but this is the only way. If somebody is getting some accident, they have to go to the hospital and they can receive assistance, medical assistance. But if you are sick about something or any problem that you need a surgery or you need a medical assistance for a long time, you cannot go to the hospital if you don't pay, because employees or workers don't have any medical insurance. And it's difficult for those who are undocumented immigrants to have, we call Medicaid, and they don't have Medicaid. Actually, also those mothers who are waiting to have their baby, those mothers who are pregnant, they cannot receive medical attention since last year when the Census 2000 discovered that there are many undocumented immigrants who are women. And so the law was very strong, saying that the mothers who are undocumented immigrants cannot get medical assistance before they can get their children.
How has the situation for immigrant laborers changed since George Bush took office? And then after that, how has the situation changed since 9/11? So first, since George Bush took office, how has the situation changed?
I think since the beginning, when President Bush took his position, I think there were many problems with the unions. And I think right now the unions are trying to take once again all the fights that they have for labor rights, for amnesty for the workers. And I think this time has been very difficult for the unions and locals. And I think workers have to be aware that they have to participate in their unions and they have to be organized to take the place to fight for the labor rights and human rights.
Joel, could you speak more about the strategy you and the groups you work with are pursuing to make better working conditions for immigrant laborers?
We know that all the workers who are undocumented immigrants could be being treated like slaves and forever if we don't do anything to change the immigration law. So the Tepeyac Association is organizing, educating undocumented immigrants to fight for better living conditions. But also, I think the route to change this situation is that we have to change the immigration law. If we don't do anything about that, we will be in the same situation many, many years. So we are promoting the National Coalition for Dignity and Amnesty. We are, the Tepeyac Association is one of the five coordinators on the national level. We are trying to involve unions, churches, community organizations, and different groups and professionals that they want to support the fight of the immigrants to get their permanent residency and also after that the citizenship. And we are trying to have a plan, a strategy, to convince the congressmen and senators to change the immigration law. Basically, we are proposing two ways. One is giving the permanent residency for the undocumented immigrants who have been here for many years after 1986. And but also we are proposing the permanent temporary residency for those workers who are coming to work to the United States. And we know that the businessmen who want to invest in the United States, they can get the temporary residency, and then they can become citizens of the United States if they succeed in their business. So we are proposing that the same thing could be applied for the workers who are coming here to work. In the beginning, they could be temporary residents, and then they can have the right to be permanent residents. And after 5 years, they could be citizens. So we started this National Coalition for Dignity and Amnesty in 1999. We went to Washington, D.C. the first time to have demonstration, a big march with 15,000 undocumented immigrants marching in front of the White House. And then we have had different demonstrations in front of the congressmen. And I think congressmen are aware that we are requesting, we are demanding the permanent residency for undocumented immigrants. We know that we have to have a lot of times for lobbying. We have to offer different proposals, and also we have to involve the media to make aware the United States society about the rights that the immigrants have, because they are making better this economy.
How have you worked with international groups to work on these problems?
We are trying to be connected with the international groups, with Europe, South America, and other countries that they have the same problems with the undocumented immigrants. So we are connected with some of the organizations that they are supporting refugees and undocumented immigrants, and try to have different times to share what is happening and what we are doing to support the undocumented immigrants and refugees. And also sometimes we are trying to organize events in the same date to have a stronger voice in the international level. And also we are trying to have like kind of different forums or conferences to make aware the society about the how the globalization is affecting the undocumented immigrants who have to move from their poor countries to the first world countries.
How can people learn more about your organization?
We can. We have two websites. The Tepeyac Association has its own website. It's www.tepeyac.org. This is the Tepeyac Association website. We also have the National Coalition for Dignity and Amnesty website, which is the same thing, www.tepeyac.org / amnistia in Spanish, A-M-N-I-S-T-I-A.